The Olympic torch, or one version of it, has reached the top of Mount Everest. According to China's Xinhua news agency, today the torch reached the 29,000-foot summit. This torch is separate from the one that's touring much of the world and drawing protests. But for the Olympic organizers, its climb up Everest is just as important, symbolically. And as NPR's South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves reports, the Everest flame is sparking its own controversy.
After days of weather-related delays, the Chinese government finally got what it wanted. Pictures of the Olympic flame on top of Mount Everest, broadcast live on state-run TV around the nation. The Associated Press reports the team carrying the torch launched the final assault before dawn local time, so as to reach the summit mid-morning. This was the crowning moment, the climax of a massive, long-planned publicity campaign leading up to the Olympic Games. China hopes the spectacle of the flame atop the world's highest mountain will erase the memory of uglier images. Pictures of protesting Tibetan exiles being dragged away by police as the Olympic torch was taken from country to country. Wang Wei, spokesperson of the Beijing Organizing Committee for the Olympic Games, sounded enthusiastic as she talked of the flame's journey up Everest. Speaking before the summit was reached, she described the expedition as an expression of the Olympic spirit and of man's will to challenge nature. But she was less interested in discussing the politics swirling around the flame. Wang Wei, spokesperson of the Beijing Organizing Committee for the Olympic Games, today sounded enthusiastic as she talked of the flame's journey up Everest, or Chomo Langma. That's the Tibetan name which is used in China. She described the expedition as an expression of the Olympic spirit and of man's will to challenge nature. She was less interested, though, in discussing the politics swirling around the flame.
We should be paying attention to the Olympics and the torch relay themselves. We should not be forcing unrelated issues upon the Games, thereby complicating them and disturbing these pure and sacred events.
Her words are unlikely to have much impact here. Kalsang Kanduk's sitting with his friends outside a giant white Buddhist stupa in Kathmandu, capital of Nepal. He's one of hundreds of young Tibetan activists who regularly protest outside the Chinese embassy. By taking the flame up Everest, China's trying to show its dominance over the Tibetans, he says. It wants to show it can do what it likes and no one will speak out. But some people are speaking out.
The fact that the Chinese government has been able to turn the highest mountain on earth into a police state is unforgivable.
Missouri-born Luis Benitez is one of the world's foremost high-altitude mountaineers and guides. Last year, he summited Everest for the sixth time. This year, he was going to return to the mountain, but pulled out.
It would have been my eighth year in a row on the mountain, and I chose to cancel my involvement in the expedition due to the fact that nobody within my community seems to be willing to stand up and say, this is wrong.
By his community, he means climbers. He says many of them are keeping quiet because they're worried they'll be denied permits to climb Everest if they say what they think. Benitez feels particularly strongly about China's role in Tibet. He says several years ago, he saw an escaping teenage Tibetan nun shot dead by Chinese border guards. He also views Everest as a treasure that belongs to the world and says China has no right to commandeer the mountain for a propaganda exercise. The Chinese have closed down Everest's upper reaches. Part of the mountain's also in Nepal, and the Nepali government's done the same thing, posting troops authorized to shoot at anyone who attempts to go there to protest. Stephen Venables, a renowned British climber who's also conquered Everest, blames China for pressuring its much smaller neighbour.
To tell people what to do on the other side of the mountain in Nepal, it just seems to me quite monstrous that China can dictate terms to the international climbing community in a different country.
The Nepali authorities appear to be doing what they're told. Recently, they caught an American climber with a pro-Tibet flag in his bags. He was kicked out of the country. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
NPR's correspondent in China, Anthony Kuhn, contributed to that report. And our program is prepping for a week of stories from China. My co-host, Robert Siegel, is writing about those preparations at our blog. You can find that at npr.org/China Diary.